Hello, I'm Neil Nunes with the BBC News. Britain is considering plans to set up an international tribunal to bring Myanmar's military leaders to justice. The Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt is expected to seek international consensus on his plans at the UN General Assembly next week. Here's our diplomatic correspondent, James Landale.
A UN report last month listed gang rape, assaults on children, mass deportation and murder, and the destruction of entire villages. The Foreign Secretary wants the UN to refer the allegations to the International Criminal Court, but he knows this could be vetoed by China in the Security Council, so he's looking at alternatives. I understand one option being considered is a separate international tribunal, like those set up by the UN to prosecute war crimes in the former Yugoslavia and Rwanda.
The White House has said the US will undertake offensive operations to stop cyber attacks. The US National Security Advisor John Bolton told reporters that the measures were part of a new cyber strategy that was now in effect. No details of the measures were given. But Mr. Bolton said anyone trying to target the US government, businesses, and individuals online would pay a price. Washington accuses Russia, China, Iran, and North Korea of conducting cyber attacks that have harmed its interests and those of its allies. A British cabinet minister has warned that the UK is heading for a no-deal Brexit unless the European Union softens its position on the issue of the Irish border. The Transport Secretary Chris Grayling said it was impossible for London to agree to Northern Ireland having different customs rules to the rest of the UK.
We're not going to accept a border between Northern Ireland and the rest of the United Kingdom. At the end of the day, we are now preparing hard for the option of a no-deal Brexit. We don't want to get there, we don't expect to get there, but our European partners, if they want to reach a deal, are going to have to find a way of understanding that there are some things the United Kingdom cannot accept.
President Trump's nominee to the Supreme Court, Brett Kavanaugh, says he wants to give evidence to Congress on Monday to clear his name over sexual assault allegations. The woman who has accused Brett Kavanaugh of sexual assault is also considering testifying later in the week. Chris Buckler is in Washington.
Senators know they need to treat Christine Blasey Ford's claim that she was attacked by Brett Kavanaugh, both sensitively and seriously. The accusation dates back 36 years to when they were both teenagers. She insists he tried to rape her, something he strenuously denies. Christine Blasey Ford's lawyer says she would also be willing to give evidence, but only if it's later in the week and under certain conditions. It's been reported that among those terms are an assurance that Judge Kavanaugh would not be in the room and that no time limit would be placed on her opening statement.
World News from the BBC. The head of China's Energy Administration has been placed under investigation for alleged corruption. The Communist Party's anti-corruption watchdog said that Nur Bekri, one of the country's highest-ranking Uyghur officials, was being probed on suspicion of breaking the law and violating party discipline. Mr. Bekri is a former governor of the restive region of Xinjiang, which has a large Muslim Uyghur population. More than a million Chinese officials have been punished in a continuing anti-corruption campaign. Activists from Philippines opposition groups have begun to gather at a rally in the capital Manila to protest against President Rodrigo Duterte's proposed changes to the constitution. They say the reforms will lead to a dictatorship. The protests mark the 46th anniversary of the declaration of martial law at the start of the brutal dictatorship of Ferdinand Marcos, who died in 1989. The mayor of Manila has suspended all school and college classes across the city. The Metropolitan Police Force in Britain has admitted that an undercover officer had a sexual relationship with an environmental activist with the knowledge and consent of his bosses. June Kelly has more details.
Mark Kennedy began a two-year relationship with Kate Wilson in 2003. She was one of a number of women he was involved with while undercover. In his real life, he was married with children. Kate Wilson is currently taking legal action against the Metropolitan Police. In documents, the force has admitted that Mark Kennedy's cover officers and his line manager knew about the relationship and allowed it to continue. This contradicts previous police statements, which have stressed that such relationships would never have been sanctioned.
And state media in Vietnam say the president, Chun Dai Quang, has died. He was 61. Chun Dai Quang had been in office since April 2016. That's the latest BBC World News.